Okay, you're good.
All right, so we were off the record. The time is now 12:37. We were discussing a case before the board regarding Dr. Jones, who the possibility that this physician is impaired according to the rules outlined in Utah Code. We had some discussion about records which are in our possession regarding his specific events as well as behavior, including behaviors which could suggest some mental health or medical issues. I would entertain a motion regarding, if anyone would like to make a motion regarding action this board would like to take, or recommendation that this board would like to take. If we don't get a motion, then we don't move forward.
I'll make a motion. Oh, go ahead, Alan.
I would motion.
You need some language, please.
But I would like to make a motion, but I'm not sure exactly how to word it. I would like to make a motion that we propose a fitness for duty evaluation for Dr. Jones.
Are you recommending we suspend his license per Utah Code pending such evaluation?
Yes, I would recommend we suspend his license pending an evaluation for fitness for duty according to Utah Code.
Larry, is that language what you need?
Yep, that's perfect.
And a second from Dr. Baer. So we have a motion and a second that this board will recommend suspension of Dr. Jones's license pending a fitness for duty evaluation. That's an immediate suspension is the recommendation. All in favor? Any opposed? Thank you, Larry. That's our recommendation.
Okay, thank you.
All right, anything else on this particular case or anything else?
Nothing more on this case. I do have.
Do we need a motion for ongoing investigation of other violations of the Physician Act?
Yeah, so we had discussed that, Larry, that based on what we've reviewed, we would recommend that while this fitness for duty aspect is pending that or being carried out, that investigations do a separate investigation into unprofessional conduct for a physician and whether or not sanctions independent of his mental health may be appropriate. Do you need a motion for that? Or can you just give that to?
I will give that to investigations and they already are pretty much aware of that.
All right. So you don't need a vote on that?
No.
All right, thank you.
I have just two other things. Dr. Behrens is not going to be on the board any longer. He didn't want to be appointed for another term. Dr. Peter, and I'm not sure on the last name, it's T-A-I-L-L-A-C, TILAC, University of Utah Emergency Medicine will be on the board. And Dr. Alan Smith has been reappointed, so he doesn't get to get off the board. And then part of the Physician Assistant Practice Act change that was several years ago, 2 years ago, 2021, requires an MD on the board that is a psychiatrist. So if any of you know a psychiatrist that would be willing to serve on the Physician Assistant Board, please let me know. They meet quarterly, and usually their meetings are for about an hour.
I know Dr. Moulton agreed to reach out to.
Well, yeah, they need that immediately.
Well, they won't have another meeting till December. But yeah, we do need someone.
My tenure's up in, what, another 9 months with this board.
That's not acceptable, but.
I will have a little more free time.
I would be happy to have you on that board. I run that board as well.
I could do that if you want to.
Okay.
I could double up until my time's up here.
Okay. That'd be great.
I mean, I'd like to stay involved in something unless you think of something else you would like me to do instead.
I can think of something.
I could take over your job when you retire.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to work for that pay.
Yeah, maybe not. Although my kids are gone. I don't need as much money as I used to.
I'm going to have to sign off here.
Okay.
That's all we have.
All right. We can be done then, right? Larry, you're done?
Yes.
All right. The time is 12:42. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you all.
Thanks
for being so efficient, Dr. Moulton.
I do my best.